Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live is Aaron Katursky this morning. Another change today is that vaccine will be available for 12 to 15-year-olds.
Starting today, you can get your middle school-aged kid a vaccine at a CVS or Walgreens or at any of the state-run sites. Many cities are also starting to vaccinate younger people. After the Centers for Disease Control endorsed, Susan, the FDA recommendation that the vaccine is going to be authorized for use in adolescents. And getting your adolescent vaccinated, the CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said in a tweet aimed right at parents, will get them back to their social activities faster and give you peace of mind because more people in your family will be vaccinated.
I mean, it's a little bit of a tougher role. We hear about, you know, vaccine hesitancy is the buzzword, but for a lot of parents, the decision to get kids vaccinated, tougher than the decision to get vaccinated themselves, especially the low risk of severe outcomes from COVID.
Yeah, well, and it's true, although pediatricians are starting to point out that there have been, you know, severe cases and deaths among younger kids and that kids can still pass on the virus. So why not just get them vaccinated, add to that population, and what, there's like 17 million adolescents of that eligible age now. You know, why not get it done and give them the peace of mind? And some of it may actually come from within. You know, I think they're going to start trying to reach kids on TikTok and other, you know, platforms where they are to educate them and perhaps to, you know, give them a sense of, well, you can get back to normal if you get one of these things.
And it remains to be seen whether this vaccine will be a mandate for schools.
Well, that's right. And it's still not going to be mandatory until it's fully approved, not just authorized for emergency use. There is some doubt whether it can be mandated under an EUA instead of a full approval, but that may well be coming. We just don't know, and we know that Pfizer has already applied for full approval. Once that happens, it could make it easier for schools or cities or workplaces to mandate a vaccine. Already, many vaccines are mandatory for some school kids. So, COVID-19 could just be added to that list.
Aaron, thank you. That's Aaron Katursky joining us with the latest on that approval given yesterday by the CDC.